Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Wednesday, 11th of March 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island and background to the news, Manx sport, business, sea-watch, travel updates. And tonight, a new independent body for health and social care on the way. The latest on coronavirus, who's going to run the Ballasalla post office services, the LegCo elections tomorrow, and one big name is going forever. When's the hyperbaric chamber coming back? The blockchain story, part three, and it is, of course, another flume-free Wednesday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
Now at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. The latest government update on coronavirus shows there have now been 25 concluded tests and zero confirmed cases on the Isle of Man. That means a total of 6 tests have come back negative in the past 24 hours. Health Minister David Ashford says changing the law to set up an independent body to run the island's health and social care services has to be done correctly. It was one of the recommendations highlighted in Sir Jonathan Michael's report into healthcare on the island, approved in Tynwald last May. And Port Erin commissioners want to investigate forming a new local authority with all of their southern neighbours. The board is offering to drop its boundary extension bid for the Ballacilla estate if Rushen and Arbury commissioners agree to consider a merger. And in international news, the World Health Organization has declared the COVID-19 outbreak a pandemic. Its director generals expressed deep concern about the spread of the disease and the inaction of countries globally to combat it. And the UK Chancellor Rishi Sunak has set out a £30 billion package to protect the economy during the coronavirus outbreak. He's suspending business rates for small firms in England and helping them with the cost of sick pay. The NHS will also see a boost in funding. Meanwhile, the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the UK has now reached 460, and Ireland's recorded its first death of a patient who'd been diagnosed with the disease. Those are the headlines at 5:30. I'll be back with a full roundup of the news at 6.
Man Benham Advocates. Like everything comforting, we're there when you need us. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Karamaya, thank you, Lewis. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a gale warning in operation for the next 24 hours in the North Irish Sea. On the island tonight, intermittent wintry showers and a fresh to strong southwest wind, down to 3 Celsius through the night. Keep the central heating on. Jerdain, Thursday, tomorrow, sunny spells, wintry showers and a strong to gale force southwest wind. Tomorrow's high temperature 8, the overnight low is 4, and Friday, Jahenya dry, sunny and less breezy, and 7 Celsius. Sunset 16 minutes past 6 tonight, low water 2 minutes past 7. The all-important high water is at 10 to 1, I'll have more news on that in a moment. 10 to 1 a.m. sunrise in the morning is at 21 minutes to 7 o'clock, and low water 12 minutes past 7. Watch out tonight in Ramsey. There's an amber warning for coastal overtopping, inner harbour flooding along the quay from Mezzer on Corner along West Quay in Ramsey, but it also may lap into Christian Street and Parliament Street. Yes, Parliament Street in Ramsey. In Douglas, a yellow warning risk for the Tongue in Douglas, as well as the drains on Lake Road and the Tesco car park. The flood barriers should remain deployed at Castletown. Also watch out at Fenella Beach in Peel, the eastern end of Peel Promenade, and also the Castletown end of Shore Road in Rushen.
If you have failed double glazing units, Manx Glass and Glazing can help. Call 674 573.
26 minutes to 6 on Update. The Manx government wants your views on plans to create an independent body to take charge of the island's health and social care services. Establishing the board was recommended in Sir Jonathan Michael's report into the island's health service. Manx Care is designed to operate at arm's length from the Department of Health and Social Care. And Manx Radio's Sean Cowper asked the Health Minister, David Ashford, what it's all about.
So the Manx Care Bill is the reform bill that is going to establish Manx Care and the way that that's now going to operate separate from the department for the delivery of services. We wanted to go out with a full draft bill, which is what we've done for public consultation, but also tying in with that bill, which will come later, will obviously be the mandate that mandates the powers between the department and Manx Care.
This was recommended as part of the Michael report that went before Tim Mould, I think it was May last year, so 10 months on. Why has it taken so long?
Well, things needed to be right. It's not a quick thing, drafting a whole piece of primary legislation and completely changing the way we do healthcare on the island. This body, Manx Care, will be a completely independent body responsible for running the health services and social care services on the island. So it's crucial that we get it right and that we had a draft bill to go out to the public. So rather than just consulting on principles, we've actually put forward what the law would actually look like and are asking for comments on that.
Who should be providing these comments? Who is it for?
I would hope everyone will engage. It's not set at just being legal experts or high level opinion. I want everyone to have a chance to look at it, and if they feel there's something patients, users, they feel they've got something they want to input, please do.
You say this is going to be independent. Who is it going to be run by then? Is it going to be a board? Is it going to be a third party operator?
So there will be a board. So there will be a chairman of the board, a chief executive of Manx Care, and also a board made up of both executive directors and non-execs. And one of the crucial things is that the non-execs will outnumber the executive. So it will hold independent accountability at that board level.
And this is at consultation stage now. At what point, what's the timeline, when will this actually come into place?
So we've got the usual government consultation timelines, then we will take on board what's been said in the consultation, see what we need to do, if anything, to amend the draft bill before it will then be laid before the House of Keys and then go through the branches. The intention is for Manx Care to be up and running for the start of the new financial year next year.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
By this time tomorrow, the island's parliament should have a new look upper chamber. At 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, the House of Keys will elect four new members to the Legislative Council, who'll serve a five-year term ending in February 2025. Well, Monday just passed, the public had a rare opportunity to put their questions to the hopeful candidates. Manx Radio's Dolan Mercer joins me in the update studio. Fastamai, Dolan, a bit of a first, wasn't it?
Fastamai, Andy. Yeah, it was indeed. Liberal Vanin created and hosted a Q&A session held at the Manx Blind Welfare headquarters in Onchan. The event lasted from 7:30 until about 9:30 p.m. There were 10 candidates for four spaces. That's since become nine, of course, after current MLC Tim Cruckle withdrew from the running. He's now got the intention of running for the House of Keys next year instead.
So we're all nine there?
Not quite. Dr. Michelle Hayward and Mrs. Carol Lillywhite were unavailable due to other long-standing commitments. But Bill Henderson, Hafiza Hussein, Peter Greenhill, Kerry Sharp, Rob Mercer, Zahed Mia and Danielle Bell were all in attendance.
What sort of things were they asked about?
There were a few specific political topics discussed. Pension schemes was a big one that came up first. Questions about the public sector pension black hole on the Isle of Man, the shortfall in contributions, as well as the way pension schemes are currently structured and some other options for the future. They were also asked about healthcare, politicians' public accountability, and the notion of positive discrimination.
In terms of the actual function and the makeup of LegCo itself, did that come up?
Well, perhaps inevitably, yes. There was a lengthy discussion about whether or not the upper chamber ought to be publicly elected, whether or not the candidates would still stand if it was, and why they'd chosen not to run for the House of Keys. Another question which provided a range of answers was whether or not they would accept a departmental role, and obviously the salary uplift that comes with that. Five of the seven candidates in attendance said they would accept a departmental role, just Hussein and Mercer saying that they wouldn't. You can hear their reasons, or the reasons of all seven candidates in attendance, on the Manx Radio website news page. As well as that salary uplift, they were also asked about claiming expenses, a general consensus that the process should be transparent.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bemercree left Heysham at 6 minutes past two this afternoon. Just arriving any moment. If I could see out of the window, I'd tell you, but Manannan's cloak has descended on Douglas Head. She'll be arriving in Douglas about now and off again at 7:45 this evening, arriving in Heysham at 11:30 and then back at 2:15. No clouds over the timetable for the Bemercree over the next couple of days, the wind notwithstanding. The Fastcraft Manannan resumes her seasonal service into Liverpool 2 weeks on Friday, the 27th of March, the weekend of the clocks going forward. The first sailing of 2020 is the day after that, Saturday 28th, and she heads to Belfast on April the 8th.
With more than 900,000 special offer seats available during 2020, visit steam-packet.com.
The deadline for expressions of interest in assisting the Isle of Man Post Office services in Ballasalla is looming. If you're interested, you have until Friday to get your paperwork in. The board is looking for someone to help those coming in to use the self-service kiosk, which is due to be installed in the village newsagents and provide information and advice for people completing paper-based matters. Arbury Castle Town and Maloo MHK Jason Morehouse recently described the planned role as a large commitment with a relatively small reward. A lot of work, not much money. And he asked questions about it in Keys this week. John Moss asked the Post Office Chair Julie Edge how much interest there actually been.
We've had responses to the expressions of interest that were put out on the procurement portal. So obviously we'll be evaluating those now and seeing what we come forward with.
Can I encourage you to tell us how many expressions of interest?
I'm not actually fully aware of how many. So it's certainly more than one, I'm aware of that. Right. But obviously I haven't had an update since last Thursday.
And now the process is to examine that and see whether it's viable.
That's right, yes. We'll look at that and make sure that they meet the criteria that the Post Office put forward from the specification.
In this circumstance, will there be a certain amount of leeway given to make sure that someone can get into this?
What we are ensuring to do as a board is that the process has been carried out. It's been carried out in accordance with financial regulations, and we'll make sure we come forward with the appropriate service for Ballasalla in response to the expressions that we've received.
So this will be exactly as written in the rule book, the Post Office rule book, for someone coming forward and taking over.
We've requested from the expressions of interest the service provision that we require as Isle of Man Post Office.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Y Manx.
18 minutes to six. The UK economy was flat in January following a tough year, which ended with a decisive win for the Tory party in the UK election. The ONS, the Office for National Statistics, says gross domestic product was unchanged compared with growth of 0.3% in December. That doesn't take account of COVID-19, which may worsen the whole thing. While the UK high street suffered from bad weather and coronavirus fears dampening consumer demand, online businesses have reaped the rewards. According to the British Retail Consortium, online sales of non-food items rose 3.6% last month compared with a 1.8% drop in stores. Consumers are also turning to delivery services instead of eating out. A survey by Barclaycard found that takeaway and fast food sales have risen by 8.7%, compounding existing growth of delivery services in 2020. Online entertainment firms are benefiting too, with services like Netflix seeing growth of more than 12%.
WiMAX, technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower, reversing course as investors closely monitored the spread of coronavirus. US stocks fell in another volatile session as Wall Street grappled with the rapid spread of coronavirus. The US dollar resumed its descent as fears over the spreading coronavirus pushed investors onto safe havens. Oil prices fell, giving up earlier gains as Saudi Aramco said it had been directed by Energy Ministry to raise its production capacity by 1 million barrels a day. Gold fell as fears over the economic toll of coronavirus. In corporate news, BT Group topped gainers on the Top Flight Index after the UK Chancellor confirmed plans to invest £5 billion on rolling out full fibre broadband across Britain, a major plank of the Tory election manifesto. Shares of the digital grocer Ocado were moving higher amid the ongoing coronavirus scare, alongside those of Morrisons. Travel-related stocks were down sharply, with EasyJet and IAG pacing losses. The numbers at the close: the FTSE 100 was down 1.5% at 5,876. The DAX in Germany down 0.5% at 10,438. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Index down 5% at 23,815. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 3.3% at 8,067. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 down 4% at 2,757. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1.28.6 and €1.14.1. And in commodities, finally, gold down 0.33% at 1,646. $77 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 4% at $36.24 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Good evening. Thanks for joining Manx Radio. This is Update. It's a quarter to six. I'm Andy Wint, and there'll be at least two new faces on LegCo after tomorrow, hopefully, if the election goes well. Both Tim Crookall and David Cretney are standing down. Manx Radio's news editor, Tim Glover, spoke to Mr. Cretney straight after its final Tynwald sitting last month. Over his long career, what does he feel is his greatest achievement?
Well, no question, in terms of constituency, was at last persuading government and working with Douglas Corporation to get Pull Rosary built. I remember going around to see people, older people who were sitting in their front rooms in the winter, and they were sleeping downstairs because it was so cold they couldn't go into their bedrooms. There was ice on the inside of the steel-framed windows. My only regret with that is, and it was a great scheme, and I know people are very happy these days, my only regret is that all those people who worked so hard with me to make sure that was achieved, none of them are any longer here to see the end result. Some of them did see before they went on another way, but it was such an important scheme. There'd been attempts to refurbish Pull Rose on several occasions. It hadn't, because they were prefabricated houses, it had never worked properly. And so I was glad that at last that scheme came to fruition.
I'm not going to ask the obvious question, are you going to miss it? Because that's pretty obvious after 35 years. Of course you are. Let's flip it the other way. What are you looking forward to the most now that you've found that escape tunnel?
Yeah, well, I've been here more than half my life, so yes, I'm bound to, you know, miss it a little bit. Although some of the things, you know, it can be a bit tiresome sometimes when you have repetitive debates and stuff. So
like the post office.
Absolutely,
your final
today,
debate.
Absolutely. I won't miss that. But yes, in terms of what I'm going to do, if you're taking this job seriously, which I did over an extended period, then those closest to you sometimes miss out on things. And I missed out in terms of being there always when I should have been. I very much regret that. And so I'll make it up for them. And I've got two lovely grandchildren now in Stan and Ivy. Hopefully spend some time with them, take them places.
Manx Radio's Update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
And we certainly wish David Cretney all the best in his retirement. Time now for Manx Radio Sport.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster Mae, Ed Oldham.
Leslie Slight has received backing from KG Archery. Keith Gascoigne, owner of the company, presented her with a handmade KG Phantom bow made in the factory at Wellesby in Nottinghamshire in the heart of Robin Hood country. KG Archery is one of the few remaining British bowyers. The prototype concept bow has been developed over the past 2 years. Following Leslie's successes on the world stage, Keith asked her if she would like to compete with it this season. She says to be recognised by someone of Keith's stature in the archery world is fantastic. Fantastic. And Leslie adds that she has been training really hard, getting used to the bow. Next week, she'll be representing England at the IFAA European Indoor Championships in Lisburn in Northern Ireland. Further afield, two of tomorrow night's Europa League matches have now been postponed. Sevilla's last 16 tie with Roma and Inter Milan's match against Getafe won't go ahead due to the coronavirus outbreak. The fixtures will be rearranged for a later date. Wolves and Manchester United will be playing their respective matches behind closed doors, with Rangers hosting Bayer Leverkusen at Ibrox. All players and staff at Nottingham Forest have tested negative for coronavirus after owner Evangelos Marinakis contracted COVID-19. And Politolog has won today's feature race at the Cheltenham Festival. The 6-1 shot, trained by Paul Nichols and ridden by Harry Skelton, came in ahead of Dynamite Dollars in the Queen Mother Champion Chase. Bundoran, priced at 33-1, finished third, with favourite Defi Dusoy in fourth.
To comment on the Update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631. or email update@manxradio.com. Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
10 to 6 now, the news from the airport. The 5 past 5 BA flight to London City will be slightly late, it being 10 to 6. The flight's just closed, not gone yet. The 5:35 to Dublin, less 5 minutes early. Just one more departure tonight, public departure, and that is the 5 to 6 flight to Edinburgh, which has just closed. The only other departure is the post office plane, which leaves at 25 to 9 tonight. The Matrix Science reporting that you should use headlights and some fog on the mountain, the Vigaro and Sulby and Ramsey to the mountain, Matrix Science showing there. By the way, there are three, if you're driving, just note there are 3 speed cameras out today, as reported by the Isle of Man Constabulary. I'm not saying slow down on purpose, but you know, the main road in Sulby's got 24-hour traffic lights there for the Manx Utilities emergency work. Watch out also by the Liverpool Arms, or what used to be the Liverpool Arms. 24-hour signals for railway crossing works then, 24-hour signals between the Forge and Santon Motel in Newtown for footway resurfacing. There's 24-hour signals King Edward Road by Groudle for ongoing railway works there as well. Watch out also, yes, the current road, St John's, still a big hole. They say it's going to be finished by the 30th of April. And of course, the promenade in Douglas will be finished on the 18th of August 2021 next year. That's what they say anyway. You can find out more information by going to myprom.im for all the information. And by going to manxradio.com, you get everything you need to know on our travel pages. And in fact, everything you hear on the update tonight, you can find at manxradio.com. Also, if you haven't got the Manx Radio app yet, get it as soon as you can.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
All this week, we're looking at blockchain. If you make a purchase using blockchain and something goes wrong, which country's courts would you turn to? Figure out which nation's laws apply to cryptocurrency transactions is one of the biggest challenges facing blockchain, according to Paul Beckett of Man Benham Advocates. He believed there's a huge opportunity for the Isle of Man to become a leader in this area if legislation is updated.
In legal terms, there are massive challenges to be met. Because, you know, I mentioned that the blockchain, the chain, is validated by a group of servers in different countries. So what law do you apply to that particular transaction? Is it where, if you're selling your yacht, is it where the yacht is? If you're selling your yacht, is it where you are as the seller? If it's a contract, is it the last server that validated it? And no one knows the answer to those questions at the moment. Though that hasn't been worked out. So what's going to need to be done is that it's going to have to be legislation in places like the Isle of Man, which says, okay, no one can work out from first principles what law governs this, because it isn't really even in the world. It's above the world. It's in the ether. But if you choose, you the person selling the yacht and you the person buying the yacht, to have the law of the Isle of Man, and if it goes wrong, you can come to our courts. That's all that needs to be done. And if we do that in the island, we will be so far ahead of the game. Even the European Union at the moment, its last report was published September and then December last year, still hasn't worked out the answer to this.
Part 4 of Blockchain tomorrow night on Update. Former MHK John Horton joined Manx Radio's Man in Line this afternoon to discuss the future of the island's hyperbaric chamber. Do you remember that? Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Isle of Man is the charity responsible for the chamber, which has been closed since June 2018. The organisation's looking to raise £800,000, which will cover the cost of a new chamber, training for specialist staff, and hopefully moving the site of the chamber from behind the fire station on Peel Road, Douglas, to a site by Nobles Hospital. Mr. Horton says the campaign is a race against time.
The hyperbaric chamber is currently closed. It has been closed since June 2018 as the old hyperbaric chambers became redundant and, of course, went out of regulation.
Right.
So what we're doing now is we're on a massive campaign to raise funds for a brand new hyperbaric chamber. We've chosen and selected a hyperbaric chamber after an awful lot of technical work that's gone into that. And that chamber itself on its own will cost in the region of £440,000. So far, we've raised over £230,000 in wonderful crowdfunding from the people of the Isle of Man and the Sheol Foundation. But we need to raise more. And this, Andy, is a race against time.
So obviously, as soon as possible, basically, you need the money. And the Sheol Foundation gave quite a wedge, didn't they?
They did that. They gave us $150,000, which works out to about £114,000 with the rate of exchange. But that was absolutely wonderful, of course.
So we're at 230 at the moment. We need 404, so £210,000 and a bit more.
Well, we need actually, because of other works that's required to be done, we actually comfortable on ordering this and confident on ordering this brand new chamber, which is waiting to be manufactured for us, we need another £400,000 in round figures, because it's a large piece of kit. It's a brand new, modern hyperbaric chamber.
How are you raising money at the moment, John?
So we're doing it through crowdfunding, and people have been so wonderful that we are receiving legacies. And there was talk earlier in the week about people asking as to whether they could leave a living legacy for us in order to accelerate the amount of cash we need to get a new hyperbaric chamber. But that's not forgetting all those wonderful organisations of companies doing dress down days. For instance, the Young Farmers Concert that's coming up on Saturday, they've got a collection for us. Crowdfunding of various ways, doing people bingo nights and all sorts of wonderful support that people are doing.
More information on that and everything else you hear on Update Tonight at manxradio.com. That's it. After the news at 6 o'clock, our arts programme, Spotlight, hosted by Sarah Hendy, Chris Kinley's Greatest Hits at 6.30, and then Music for the Soul at 9, Ernie Thorne and the Opera Hour. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer Sarah Hendy. I'm Andy Winton. Update your bespoke Year of the Long Tail nightly news and information solution is back tomorrow evening, Thursday evening at 5:30. Stay warm. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
WINT. Whether you're a cult-